This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Joining us today on I Recommend is the man behind the podcast, I Said What I Said, Shane McCarthy. Shane has been making waves with his hilarious no holds barred take on life, love and everything in between. His TikToks have plenty of people in stitches literally every day, and now you can listen to him in long form. We'll be talking about how the podcast journey has evolved, what's coming up for his first ever live show at the Lime Tree Theatre in Limerick on the 5th of June, and of course Shane's top recommendations for podcasts and TV shows you need to check out. Shane, thank you so much for joining me once again in iRadio's group chat. It's always a pleasure to chat to you. The last time we actually spoke, I Said What I Said was already building serious momentum. How has the journey evolved since then?
So as I think I said before, is that it was probably one of my biggest dreams ever to have my podcast. I remember saying that. And I suppose, although I don't think I said it at the time, I was very scared, because you know that, like, stepping into, even though you want it and it's something that you wanted forever, it's like scary of like, how is it going to go? Is it going to work out? Is it not going to work out? Am I going to be interested? Like, and but now it's just grown and grown and grown. And now I'm actually having my own live show. So like, that is a very, very big full circle moment for me.
I want to touch on the live show in a minute. First off, though, that transition that you made from being a content creator to being in the podcasting long form audio world, what was that like, kind of shifting gears? Because obviously in the social media world, we're all about making short, snappy content, whereas audio, as I'll know myself, is the complete opposite.
Oh, it's very different. So I suppose that kind of, I suppose, especially if you're doing, like, if you're doing content online, the tricky part is that I suppose this has been like a difficulty or an obstacle. I say that proudly, is that I suppose I share so much online, even compared to some other content creators. So I'm kind of like, you've done it. Like, I always say this saying, why should someone listen to my podcast in that takes 30 or 40 minutes to listen to, when they can get that on TikTok or Instagram in 30 seconds to a minute? So then I suppose, like that again, I share so much online, so I constantly have to be like, what am I sharing? So that's where it was nerve-wracking but exciting, and I suppose it brought out another side to me of like, maybe a side no one has ever seen of me before, like maybe like talking about topics that I haven't spoken about online. And it kind of forced me to be more creative, and it just worked out for the better, and I love it.
What has been your favourite episode? Do you have one to date?
My favourite episode, I feel like I get something from each one of them, whether they be solo or with a guest. But my favourite one was with actually my friend who is a content creator as well. Her name was Aisling Unfiltered. I'll tell you why, because I suppose she has heard me say how much I wanted a podcast, and then to actually have her as a guest after all the talking about it, and then she started her own podcast, I suppose. So like, it was like, when you're always on about it and then you actually do it, like it's such like a full circle moment that our plans and my thoughts and what I wanted turned into reality, and then to have her on was kind of like, yeah,
it's
so, well, I really enjoyed, yeah, that. It was fun and everyone really enjoyed that, and I got a lot of interaction as well, because people love us together, like, because we're both like cuckoo.
It's lovely though to see people's dreams becoming a reality. This was such a big ambition for you, and now another ambition, you're bringing I Said What I Said to a live show in Limerick on the 5th of June. How are you feeling about that?
Live. I actually genuinely can't wait. Like, I suppose like, obviously a live show was always a dream of mine, but the podcast would have been the first, because I suppose I didn't know I'd have the podcast, didn't even have the dream of the live show. But as soon as I was doing the podcast, I was like, I'm ready. I was saying it to go out from the very start. I was like, the podcast team, I am ready. When can we do it? They're like, Shane, take your time, it's okay. I was like, please, I need to do it. I want to do it. Because one thing about me is, even though I lack confidence in certain aspects of my life and appearance and stuff, and I always speak about that, the one thing about me that I've never flinched at was I am so good live. I am very, very good live, like building up the momentum. And I've done it for every influencer in Ireland and spoke at so many events in front of large audiences. And now I'm like, I'm well capable to do it for myself. So my hoofs is going to Limerick.
I think it's going to be a sensational event, especially for people that are fans of you already. But what
I just can't wait, genuinely.
What can people expect from from the event that is going to be different from the podcast itself or even you on TikTok?
I'm going to give you a little insight, but not too much, okay? So I suppose anyone that follows me will know that I am very chaotic, ADHD, up in a heap, and sometimes all over the place, but people love that, thankfully. So I suppose there's going to be guests that matches my vibe, which is, I suppose, is a good thing, because anyone coming to see me, someone else is very similar to me, and like all my guests is going to be like me, dear, do you get me? It is going to be unfiltered, chaotic, even more chaotic than my like online, even more, because I find that I'm more chaotic in person for some reason. So it's going to be fun, chaotic. It's going to be just a night to remember. And also, disclaimer, if you're wearing dentures going, they are going to be flinging around the audience.
I have so many questions. It's just going to
really,
be...
Really, like, just a disclaimer.
It's just going to be a total laugh then, so.
It literally, I'm telling you, I told them, get their dancing shoes ready. Girls better tie up their ponytails and get ready to shake their shamrocks.
Well, do you know what? It sounds like it's going to be a stunning night. Is there a lot of planning that has to go into something like this versus the podcast?
But that's the part that I'm very, like, the most entertaining part of it, I suppose, aside from what I just said, is going to be the plans or what's, like, the segments, let's just call them, that's going to be happening there. That's what's going to, I feel, steal the show, and that's where all the time and the effort and everything is put into. Do you know what I mean? Because my main thing is, I really want my ticket prices to be fair. We're in a cost of living, like a cost of living crisis, but also I wanted to make sure that it was accessible for everyone, regardless of your budget or your like income and stuff like that, because we all know what it's like. So like the tickets are €29, and it's going to be, the ideas that I have there, we're nearly finishing like all the finishing touches. There's going to be different segments that it's going to resonate with everyone, but all of it is going to be funny and stuff that like, I wish I could tell you, but I promise you, it's like, even the idea that we came up with last minute yesterday, that like, because you see a video online that I done, and they were like, we have to incorporate that viral video that you done onto your like live show. And I was like, no problem.
It's wonderful to hear that you're so excited about the planning, because that's generally where people get a little bit stuck, but you seem to be relishing all of it. And also, people love your content because of you, because you are so authentic and real and honest. And I said what I said, you know, it like sums it up kind of perfectly.
1,000,000%.
Literally. And I know that even on the show here, we talk a lot about what life is like for young people in Ireland nowadays. You are somebody that is out there kind of repping so many other young people at the minute. And to touch on something actually you had in one of your videos recently, I know that you were talking about how you've gone through a breakup recently. How have you been coping with that, and what has it been like kind of bringing that to camera for your TikTok followers?
So I suppose that was, I won't say it was the first time, but that was probably the trickiest time in my career, because I suppose I've shared that online, and that would have been the first, like, obviously my first heartbreak ever, but sharing that online and all the like love inside of it, and then for it to have a switch up and then people having answers and then being like it navigating that was hard. But I, at the start, I'm going to be honest with you, I thought I was ready to go to the psychiatric unit. But you know what I've learned? Because I suppose it was the breakup, which is hard for everyone, but then it's the answers for everyone. But then I composed myself. I talked to friends, which I would recommend anyone listening to do. And now I'm a bad bee. And I'm ready for Hot Boy Summer, let me just tell you that.
It's great to see people being so honest about things like this happening in their lives, because heartbreak is something that like every young person is going to go through in some capacity. 100%. So to see you dealing with it with so much humour as well, have you used that as a bit of a coping mechanism as well, just laughing?
So my coping mechanism since I came out of the womb was jokes and was sarcasm, because I feel like I'm in this mentality right now, and I hope this resonates with a lot of people, or they can take something from what I'm about to say, is that in lifetime, right, there's certain situations, if you ask yourself, can I change the situation? And if the answer is no, there's nothing I can do, well, you have two choices. You can sit down and mope and weep, which I've done for a little while, many times, or you can say, look, this is a situation, there's nothing changing it, the only thing I can do is go out there, live my life as best I can, have fun, and just let live and let loose, you get me? Like, there's no point crying and being sad, even though it's hard. Just life goes on, and now I'm kind of like in a better place, and I'm like, you know what? I've never been more excited for summer. Let me just tell you that.
Your event is going to kick off the summer very nicely as well in June.
1,000,000%. So I'm down my weight. I'm on a weight loss journey. Revenge is sweet.
What other podcasts, on a slightly different note, should people be listening to right now in your view? What are you obsessed with?
Right. What I'm obsessed with right now, I know it sounds so weird. People are going to be like, yeah, of course you're going to say that. I'm a person that, like, I find it hard to tune into people. And although it is very different in my podcast, that's what I like. It, mine is called I Said What I Said. My friend Ashling's and actually my producer Katie has, like, a podcast together called It Is What It Is. It's very different to mine. It's more so, I feel like, for an older demographic, but I feel like in some ways that I feel like I'm more mature in some ways. So it's talking about, like, coercive control and talking about reality and real life stuff. So I feel like that is something that is very, like, if you're not tuning in, you need to tune into that.
A really important topic's obviously being addressed there. So really important that people...
Reality is a big aspect, because you could sit down for 30 minutes listening to somebody talking about how perfect life is, but life isn't perfect. You need to sit down and talk about the good, the bad, and everything in between. And that's what I hope mine offers. And my two friends, Katie and Ashley, they offer that in their podcast. And I'm obsessed.
It's great to hear what you're listening to as well, because I will, if I will add them to my listen list, and if people aren't already listening to them, they're going to be, and they're also going to be listening to I Said What I Said as well after me chatting to you this evening. If they're,
I know,
not
they're
already.
Very similar names, so you can't forget either.
If someone's never listened to your podcast before and they're tuning into you this evening, why should they start now?
Well, to be honest with you, I feel that, like, from my podcast, you will get, like, as I said, chaoticness. You will get a different side to me, maybe similar to online, but there's also a very big aspect of how I'm showing how different I am, talking about things that I would have never imagined online. But on my podcast, I feel like, for some reason, that I can speak about certain things a lot better. So you will get a whole peel back version of me, the funny, the good and the bad and everything in between.
Well, Shane, I really appreciate you joining me on the show to chat about all of this. Where can we find you on socials as well if people want to follow along?
So if you want to find me on socials, I have the same name as TikTok and Instagram. It's Shane_McCarthy22 on TikTok and on Instagram. And if you're not already following, like, and if you don't know, get to know.
Get to know. Thank you so much for being on the show this evening. I'm sure we'll catch up again.
Thank you very much and have a nice day.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.